Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new There's Always Room for Jallo Elimination Round. I'm Daniel Shine. That's Todd Loya.
What's up?
Bugs Dread.
Hello.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So, Kruger, for anybody that's jumping in late in the game, explain how this thing works.
So what we do for our Jallo special is rate and review a Jallo, then we add the film to a list compiled from our previous episodes and eliminate one film we deem unworthy, leaving us with our top three Jalli. So now that that's out of the way, Todd, why don't you give us our Jallo statistics and tell us who's on the list and who has already been eliminated?
All right. Thanks, Kruger. Eliminated so far is Murder Rock, Eyeball, Your Vice is a Locked Room and Only I Have the Key, House with Laughing Windows, What Have You Done to Solange, The Blood-Stained Butterfly, Delirium, Photos of Gloria, Jallo in Venice, Opera, and $5 for an August Moon. See, I was waiting for the middle of that. and tonight, it's still in contention. We have Mario Bava's Bay of Blood, Torso, and Dario Argento's Sleepless. Up tonight, another one from the from a master, Lizard in a Woman's Skin. Dan, why don't you tell us about it?
Absolutely.
I forgot to say something on the last show. You know what that movie could have used? $5? More Fabio. Anyway, continue, please.
Oh, wait, and be sure to check out our website, fleshmanfeatures.com, and check out the merch.
Not the Fabio that got taken out by a seagull, by the way.
And you know, absolutely, like 2% of the people watching this get that reference in 2021, Dan.
Well, you know what? If they don't get it, fuck.
Kruger, Google do you know?
Do you know the fuck? Oh, so I'm fucking you.
You know it. All right, Kruger, you know this one. Think about it. No. You had to have seen that clip. Dan, I know you would have been a young kid, but
Dan, that was like 15 years before he was born.
No, bullshit. All right, Kruger, you know when you were born. Todd, Google that shit.
You know when you were born?
He was a kid.
Okay, Dan.
Kid, but he was alive.
Doesn't mean he remembers it.
Well, all right, fair enough, but it wasn't.
We'll address it after spoilers. Yes. But the Bobby I was talking about is the rapey one, and he's really cool.
I'm talking butter, Fabio, but yes.
I can't
just to be clear, butter. the butter man never diddled anyone.
No one knows what that means.
I was 3 years old, so no, I don't fucking remember it, you idiot.
So you just looked it up?
Funny clip. It like smashed him in the face. It was funny. It's like a dead bird like on his bloody face.
Well, it was alive when it started.
Yeah. I'm just remembering you saying, fuck me, Dan. I'm
gonna remember it. I didn't say fuck you. I said you were alive. I thought you would have seen the clip. But we got to do a reaction video now to that clip because it's pretty funny. Yeah, but anyways.
Yeah, it was 99. Jesus.
Dude, I knew he was alive. That was just my point.
You were 3 in 99? God.
Yeah. Well, Dan, it's anniversary's coming up, so you can have a little fucking hey, we'll throw birds at your face on the 500th episode.
Well, before I dig myself deeper, I'm going to get into the movie, which is from 1971, and director Lucio Fulci. And this one, Carol Hammond, the sexually frustrated wife of a successful London lawyer, is having bizarre erotic dreams about her uninhibited neighbor, Julia Durer, who presides over noisy sex and drug-fueled parties in the house next door. One night, Carol's dreams culminate in violent death as she wakes to find her nightmares have become reality. Julia has been murdered and Carol is the main suspect. All right. So Lizard in a Woman's Skin, originally released as Schizoid, which I know a lot of people saw it under that title, and it was shot under The Cage. This is Fulci before his best known zombie films. This is another one. We've had a lot. It's that 70-71 period. There's just so many that were coming out. And Fulci's in a really weird spot with this movie because just a couple years before his wife had committed suicide. So Jesus. It's interesting to see some of these themes with women and some of these. And people also forget at this period, Fulci had mostly done comedies before this. He'd done some musicals. I mean, he wasn't, he's still developing into the Fulci we all know and love. And well, before I get too deep,
I was gonna say, I think what you mentioned may have played into that.
Yeah,
it was the catalyst. Sure.
Before we get too deep, Krueger, was this a first time? Because I know this is not one that, like, it's not like Zombie, like everyone's seen Zombie. First time watch?
Yeah, this was a first time watch for me, and I really liked this one a lot. I thought it had really good cinematography. What I liked the most about this movie was, like, these fever dream type hallucinations, and, like, just, like, so many cool, like, dream sequences in here. And there's like this one in particular where our main character Carol's being chased by like a kaiju sized swan. I just thought it was like, and it was actually like really terrifying and eerie. And there's a lot of like really creepy, eerie imagery in this movie that I wasn't actually expecting. I was expecting this to be a little bit more tame than it was. And like as far as effects goes, like we get some like cool looking, like corpse looking people. And, you know, there is a little bit of gore, not like a tremendous amount, but what is there is fucking really cool. And like I said, there's like definitely some terrifying imagery in this movie though. I'm going to want to talk about in the spoilers. The story I thought did a good job also of like having this really mysterious theme throughout it. And then once, like the correlation between Carol's dreams and the murder started to tie together, I was super interested in seeing how it was going to play out. And once we got to the ending, we got a couple of twists and turns I thought were really good. And the only thing I didn't like about this movie was the ending. I thought the very ending was just a little bit weak. I would have liked to see maybe a little bit more of what happened play out and other than it just kind of ending abruptly. But other than that, I really dig this one a lot. I had a few minor gripes, but overall, I think it's a very good giallo, and it's definitely one I could see myself rewatching. So, yeah, Pugs, what'd you think of Lizard in a Woman's Skin?
I'm not as high on it as you are. This is my first time seeing it. The words that come to mind are like psychedelic nightmare, all that shit. I like because that was cool, but for me, this movie is solely good on visuals. I didn't really care for the story at all. I was pretty let down. With that though, I still think it's worth checking out, especially it being an early Fulci. So, yeah, it's okay. I say check it out, find out for yourself for sure. But I wasn't too impressed. What about you, Mr. Todd? Or Dan, whoever.
Dan, go for it.
I absolutely adore this movie. I mean, the eroticism is off the chart, while still being classy. It's just such a sexy movie. This is, again, you're getting...
I threw it in my mouth a little.
You like the dog part.
Oh, no. Well, you know, this is, again, this is not House by the Cemetery era quite yet. But this, I actually consider that particular portion to be some of the more disturbing in a Fulci movie. He had to go to court to prove that that wasn't real.
I almost called John Wick.
You look at it now, and it's particularly watching it on Blu-ray, and you're thinking, like, you can tell that that's not real, but it's still disturbing. I loved it. This movie is like a big fever dream. I love just the look of it. Florinda Balkan is amazing. Flavia the Heretic, another good cult film with her. She's somebody that's not talked about enough. And yeah, this one just had, I love the story. I just love it. This is maybe, I don't want to say it's underrated, because I mean it's generally well thought of, but it doesn't get talked about quite enough, because I do think it's one of his best movies, and I absolutely adore this film, everything about it. I think it's amazing. The Ennio Morricone score, as always, another theme on a lot of these episodes. I think we've had 3 or 4 I think with his scores. Yeah, this one also had a lot of issues. That Argento Fulci feud that he thought he was piggybacking the success of Bird with the Crystal Plumage with the Lizard title. Although, again, that wasn't the original. It was shot under the cage. And the story also is coherent in this one, as we bring up, like some people that will watch certain giallos and have trouble because they just don't understand it. Everything, you know, I think is wrapped up pretty nicely here. And yes, I highly, highly, highly recommend Lizard in a Woman's Skin.
I am 100% with Dan on this one. This is, I do really like this one. It's in my Fulci top five. It's, I get what you mean with the ending though, being a little weak, but I mean, it's always satisfied me, but I get that perspective too. I think if you already like Fulci, you'll get, you know, get a good, if you already like Fulci, I think you're going to like this. If you're already a Giallo fan, again, it's kind of one I don't say is 100% for beginners. It's still not, because it's not as slashery as, you know.
Well, but not everybody's looking for it to be more slashery.
This is
not
true.
Everyone.
This is true, but I know that's the ones that are the most well received seem to be the ones that have those elements. I'll just say that.
Todd with the save.
It depends on the generation. Yeah, it depends.
All right. Well,
stop talking shit, Dan.
All right. So on that note, I guess we should rate this bitch. Kruger.
I'm a 4 out of 5. I really like this one a lot, but like I already said, the ending just kind of didn't do it for me. Pugs, what do you rate it?
Well, I'm right in the middle. 2.5 for me. I just did not care. It looked awesome.
Dan?
I'm a 5 out of 5. I love this movie.
I am also a 5 out of 5 on this one. So, all right. Oh,
cool.
On that note, it's time to get to voting. So up for elimination today is Bay of Blood, Torso, Sleepless, and Lizard in a Woman's Skin. Kruger, what are you eliminating?
I still got to go with the Lizard in the Woman's Skin for me.
Okay.
I'm done with the Lizard.
All right. I'm done with Sleepless.
I'm definitely done with Sleepless.
Here we go again.
Sleepless was way more fucking entertaining than this fucking thing. The only thing this thing has over that is that, like, it may visually look better, but I for me, Sleepless.
You know what's funny? I think I'm trying to think, because what did we do last time? We tallied up the rating, right?
Yeah.
So me and Pugs both gave Sleepless a 5 out of 5. Todd gave it a 3.5 out of 5. And
I gave it a 2.
You gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
2.5.
Okay. So we're basically exactly tied.
Well, I got to fight hard for this one. I don't even think Sleepless is anywhere close. I mean, I'm okay, strong.
Wait. So Sleepless technically has 0.5 point less.
Yeah, I thought it did, but I wasn't sure. I don't know if we have to go to the notes or...
I would go to the notes on this one. Fuck this movie. Now I'm just going to start not liking it.
Well, if that's the way we're doing it.
I'm pretty sure it was... I thought it was a full point, but maybe I'm wrong.
Fucking Killer is way cooler over there.
Okay, well, we already know what we just did, so I'm going to fucking... We're going to look and we're going to go off the ratings.
Okay.
All right. So you guys got to bear with me. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, I understand that you don't like Sleepless, Dan, but for me, that movie was a fucking goddamn blast. And it's way more entertaining to me than fucking the Lizard in the Woman's Skin. Even though I like the Lizard in the Woman's Skin, it's not comparable for me whatsoever. I mean, especially with the gore and the stuff that's in Sleepless is so much better in my opinion.
See, on this one I could go either way. I like both.
I'm firm on this though.
Well, let's see. Like I said, we're going off the numbers. So I'm getting there right now.
I should have written them down. I'm sorry, dude. Next time we'll tally everything just in case we have a tie, especially with four people.
I'm fairly certain Sleepless is probably leaving today, but that sucks because that movie's way better than this one.
I agree.
I think it's a bigger crowd pleaser too. Like, just for my
now that alone, I would disagree. I think if we went like on a vote on this, like on a horror site, it would not win.
I will tweet that out.
Of course. Then again, there's a lot of people that haven't seen.
Oh, here we go, backpedaling.
No, I'm not backpedaling. I think if you
I think
10 at random, I think Lizard would take.
I think as a horror fan, Sleepless is way more satisfying. Mm. Like, if you're a guy that's looking for, you know, like blood and guts and the stuff, you know, that type of stuff in horror movies, fucking Sleepless, you know, it's not even comparable. I mean,
well,
granted, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just saying maybe horror might be a toss up. Now, if it was the Giallo circles, I'll take that any day in a Giallo group.
I'm sure that people are gonna champion Lizard over Sleepless if you're a Giallo fan. But if you're a guy like me that likes blood and guts and you want to fucking, you know, have a good time seeing some motherfuckers get killed, I mean, it's not even comparable between Sleepless and, you know, A Lizard in Woman's Skin. I mean, A Lizard in Woman's Skin's got some, you know, nightmarish imagery and stuff, but I mean, as far as like the brutality and the kills, like Sleepless is fucking, you know, badass. Like, and plus what sells me more on Sleepless too is like, I think the score is so much fucking better. Like, the Goblin score is fucking amazing in that goddamn movie.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever put out any vinyl records for either of these. That's actually another interesting thing off the check at some point. Can't imagine. All right. Lizard.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a pause. We're going to find out what it was and we're going to go from there. All right.
All right.
I can't hear with everyone talking. So I gotta pause.
Oh yeah. No worries. I figured you were looking. I was trying to kill time too.
No, that's fine. I just couldn't. Hold on, let me mark down the time so I know where to fix this. All right.
I knew if I pulled the video up, I wouldn't be able to focus on the conversation.
Yeah, no, that was fine. I was trying to, but I was like, this isn't working. All right, so hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to find the spot. Hold on.
Should we replay it on here?
That's what I was going to do.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's talking about Peter Dinklage. I got to find the spot. I'm looking for it. Okay, we're doing the elimination re-rate first. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. There we go. There's ratings. Hold on. All right. Oh, you guys want to see it while I go over it, and then I'll just add the footage in later?
Right, yeah. Fuck, we could be tied again, though. That's the problem.
I know. That's what. Hold on.
Yeah, because
we can go based on enjoyment level. That helps.
Well, but then you were in the same spot.
Hold on. We're just going to go off the numbers. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. If we're not tied, though.
I think Todd might like enjoy Sleepless more than this one.
Yeah, I don't want to be the tiebreaker on this one.
You might have.
Mad.
All right, hold on.
You may have to.
Well, there's no may. Yeah, you will have to.
All right, hold on.
So, like, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's bad, but no, I would say watch this one when you watch Tenebrae before you watch this. But
yeah. Still, I figure have a couple big ones under your belts. All right. So, God, this is gonna be a rough one today. I can already tell.
Before we ask him, that's
All right. So.
Well, let's rate this first.
Oh yeah, well, that's
0 to 5.
That's what
stars.
I was gonna do, but I was.
Thanks for mentioning, Dan. Appreciate it.
Kruger, what say you?
I'm a 5 out of 5. I really love this one. I want to watch it again already. And it's, I think, my favorite Argento thing, despite anything that Dan says. So,
oh, that's cool.
I'm going to take my 5 and give Kruger a high 5 because, fuck yeah, it's a fucking 5.
All right, Dan.
Judging the whole movie, 2.5 for me.
Oh, wow. You need to be low, but... I'm a 3.5, so I like it, but it's not anywhere. It doesn't crack my top 5 Argentos. It cracks my top 5 post 2000s.
Well, yeah. Wait, what did you do, Todd?
Huh?
We watched the video and I took it out. Hold on, let me just rearrange now because I fucked up that. Hold on.
Yeah, we didn't see because it's tied again.
I can.
Got 16. And what's this one have?
I already forgot.
I didn't hear what you. Am I the only one there?
Todd gave it a 3.5. So Lizard wins because I gave Lizard a 4 and it got 2 5s and Pugs gave it a 2.5.
Wait, no. It was. Wait, Sleepless got 5 5. Okay, yeah, and Lizard got 5 4.
It got a total of 16.
If that's what you got, Gabe. Lizard, then yeah, Lizard wins. I cut off for me. Maybe it didn't.
You probably had a leg.
No, okay. That's fine. Okay, so Lizard wins.
Yeah.
What's the score on that one?
Lizard got 16.
Todd was the deciding.
Lizard's got 16.
Yeah.
Sleepless has 16.
Oh wait, yes. Sleepless had 16. Sorry.
Yeah. So you were a 5. Dan was a 5. Kruger was a 4. It's 14, and I was a 2.5.
Yeah.
16.5. It was by a fucking half, and I was gonna give it a 2, son of a bitch.
You know, this is payback for y'all getting rid of fucking delirium. I'm taking it.
New York. Yeah, or New York.
Hey,
yeah,
you know what? It's not a
this sucks.
Yeah, of course we're recording. Cool. This is part of the show.
Okay, good. Fuck. Cause I don't want to sleep, but like
Well, my heart broke too for a House with Laughing Windows and a few others.
Yeah, that shit didn't even make it in there.
You know, we knew this was going to happen eventually, especially with this one. There, in every one of these, there's been one I don't think should have been in there, and it's just bound to happen eventually.
Misrepresentation.
That's where I disagree. I think it represents well because you know what? There are other Jalos like Sleepless that are still there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, I think representation-wise, what we have now is kind of a little bit, you know,
diverse. Yeah, it's different types.
So I have no complaints either way. I like both. Like I said,
I do.
I'm fucking depressed.
Fucking Jello and Venice should be in here. Fuck this shit.
I don't know about that. Now we're gonna fight. Yeah,
I like that one way better than again. I think I just like Fabio. If we can get a Fabio movie, Fabio's.
I want the butter Fabio in a Jalo now.
All right, here's the fucking butter. Dan wants to get buttered up by Fabio.
That is
fun. All right.
Damn, Sleepless. Oh well.
All right. Do we don't have spoilers on this? Wait, we do.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well. Pugs, before we go to spoilers, or Dan, I don't know who I'm throwing it to.
I'll do it this time. You can check us out on Patreon. You can support us for just starting at $1, and you get a whole bunch of shit. Early access, exclusive content, and most importantly, uncensored. So you can see us all on our full-blown, we go up to 11. And believe me, it's worth checking out. Just for $1, and any amount you want, really. So please and thank you. And then also don't forget to follow us across all the social media and bullshits. And you can find all those links at our new website. Todd, what is the exact website
title? Fleshwoundfeatures.com.
Thank you. You think I know that by now.
Yeah, I know.
Dan took my job.
Merch.
Merch. Oh, yeah. Fucking pimp that shit out, Dan.
Yeah, we got new merch up, and there's more coming. We're talking about some really exciting stuff. So, yeah, we've got shirts for men and women.
Don't worry, there will be no flesh wound fucking Dan hats.
Oh, there's going to be.
You know what?
Yeah, but there's going
to Save be. It, Bugs.
Okay.
I will sign them like Jarrett used to sign those guitars.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's spoiler time. You have been warned. Yes. Now, spoiler time. If you don't listen, peace out. Okay, let's hit the spoilers.
So, just I'll start talking about the dream sequence where Carol's looking at everybody at the swingers party, and like everybody's like decomposed, and they have these like really cool looking practical effects on their faces, and that like one person's just like completely split down the middle, and just blood's gushing out. Like that was pretty badass looking little image. And then I also liked the two hippies that were on the I think they were like on the balcony type thing, and they had like, you know, white out contacts. That it just looked really, really cool and trippy. And then fucking holy shit, when Carol walks into the scene with all the dogs disemboweled and they're like hooked up to a machine and connected together, like that shit was fucking terrifying. Like really, really fucking terrifying imagery. And I like, honestly, like, I know you said it looks, I thought it looked pretty fucking goddamn realistic. I know you said it looks a little bit less on the Blu-ray, but I don't know. I thought, like, I kind of understand why fucking people thought he killed real animals, because I mean, his effects were that goddamn.
He is good. Italian too.
That part caught me off guard. I'll be straight. I was like, whoa, goddamn.
Harder than you got it this time, yeah.
Like, where's Jeffrey Combs? Is this one of his experiments?
Yeah, right.
He's yeah,
the way they were connected together too, like it was all like super fucked up. And then like the heart, like I think one of their hearts was still beating and shit. And they're just like making whimpering noises, like Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
but, yeah, that's all I got for spoilers.
Yeah, disturbing scene for sure. It still is.
All right, well, yeah, I don't really have much spoiler. I don't have anything spoiler wise. All right, Dan, do you have anything on spoilers?
Nope. Yeah, curious to get your guys' thoughts on all these giallos as always. So weigh in.
All right.
Well, with that being said, again, check us out at fleshwoundfeatures.com. Follow us across all the social media bullshits and our Patreon. Let's get the hell out of here, Dan.
Guten Tag.
Heil sein.
Don't mock my
Stay culture. Sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.